Let's start with Bill Lazor's offense, guys, because, yes, the laser beams are in full effect. Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald spoke to an unnamed player to get some insight about Bill Lazor's offense and some of the tidbits. First things first, Joe Philbin has apparently given him full authority to run the offense. So Joe Philbin has, you know, that offensive coordinator background being from Green Bay, but this is going to be Bill Lazor in total control of what the Dolphins are doing. As for that offense, I'm going to run over a few things, and I'll get to our two offensive experts' opinions on this. He says, according to the unnamed player, it's going to be a similar tempo and style to Chip Kelly's offense in Philadelphia. No surprise there. It's a spread offense with West Coast concepts, some shotgun, some under center. It's a fast tempo with both no huddle and a huddle being implemented here. So we're kind of touching on everything. Yeah. No natural fullback, but there's a role for an H-back and multiple tight end sets. The offense will attempt to maximize the deep ball with an emphasis on big plays, but the stress also is that there's a strong emphasis on the running game. And if you look at last year, the Philadelphia Eagles as compared to the Dolphins, the Eagles ran the ball 47% of the time. So they passed 53% of the time, while the Dolphins passed 65% of the time in terms of the play calling. So you look at all that, guys. That's a brief overview of what we might see from the Dolphins under Bill Lazor. What's your reaction when you hear that description? I'll start with John, because I know you also have talked to some people who know Bill Lazor well to get an idea of what he's going to bring to the table.
Well, I think, you know, talking offense, there's only so much you can do, and it all comes down to execution. But what you can do from a coordinator standpoint is use tempo to your advantage. You can use formation, you can use motion, you can use different types of sets to your advantage. And I think that's what Bill Lazor will bring to the Miami Dolphins, guys. I think he's going to talk about matchups. He's going to talk about stretching the field vertically from goal line to goal line and then sideline to sideline to create more space for his offense. And that's what Chip Kelly really did. Now, I was eavesdropping and talking to a good friend of mine, Billy Davis, who's a defensive coordinator with the Philadelphia Eagles. And he was talking to John Pagano, who's the defensive coordinator for the San Diego Chargers. And he said the toughest thing in defending Philadelphia last year was the time to get ready for that offense, number one, and that you really can't substitute if you get on a roll. If you're a Philadelphia and you've got, you know, a quarterback that's completing a high percentage of passes like Nick Foles did last year, and you've got a Shady McCoy in the backfield, and you've got guys that can stretch the field like DeSean Jackson, and you've got tight ends that can catch the football in space. You're doing that by design of your offense. You're doing that by formations. And if you get chunk yardage plays, if you get 80, you get 14, you get 16, that defense really is limited to what they can do defensively to combat your matchup problems. You know, you're trying to take advantage of Charles Clay. You're trying to take advantage of a Rashard Jones. Or if, you know, a guy like Jarvis Landry gets in the football game, four wide, one back, you know, you're trying to put pressure on defenses. That's, I think, what Bill Lazor's going to do. He's going to try to up-tempo. He's going to have multiple sets, and he's going to have multiple players that he's going to try to pick out the best advantage, just like every offense tries to do. But I think, you know, you can't forget about, you know, your tight ends. If you're going to have multiple tight ends, well, the Dolphins are going to have to look on that roster to see who's going to step up to do that, number one. But I do think that he will try. The biggest thing you'll see is the spread of the field, not only goal line to goal line, but sideline to sideline to create easier passing lanes for his quarterback, Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, and no real surprise that there's no natural fullback, because most offenses don't run with a natural fullback anymore. They become dinosaurs in the game. And if you have one now, it's a rare commodity that teams have on their rosters right now. But, you know, a lot of these tight ends or slash H-backs can do it all, and they can, you know, line up in the backfield a lot of times. But the thing about when you talk about up-tempo, you also got to have great execution. You know, and you also have a lot of conversion rate. You got to be able to get on, you know, you got to be able to convert to third downs and fives and third downs and tens if you want to continue with up tempo. Because up tempo is only good if you can control the rock. If you can keep their defense on the field with your player personnel, your grouping that you want out there, that you can run multiple sets, multiple formations out of, multiple plays. You got to have a tight end slash H-back that can block, you know, in case you want to run the ball. Three wide receivers. You have to have, we talked about a little bit last week, a guy like Brandon Gibson, a guy like Jarvis Landry in the slot that can block as well, so you can also run out of these sets. I like the up-tempo part, but you got to make sure you execute well. You got to make sure you convert third downs and short and long, but I like the fact that the guys are excited about it. That's an offense that you got to get excited about. And when you see a guy like Shady McCoy or DeSean Jackson, when you see them, you know, running up and down the field the way they were, you got to be excited. Do we have those guys on the roster? We'll find out. You know, I don't think anybody has a Shady McCoy, but Shady McCoy is probably the best back in the game, but can, you know, Mike Wallace be a get a guy like DeSean Jackson? I think he can. Can we get Knowshon Moreno or Lamar Miller, you know, catching the ball out of backfield and then be able to run it as well out of backfield in this offense? We'll see what happens. But I think a guy like Charles Clay can be very happy in an offense like this if it's going to be that type of tempo, get the mismatch you want, get linebackers on you at times, got those guys that, you know, if you can run the ball well, they'll stay in the regular base defense, and then you get, you know, Charles Clay on a linebacker. I'll take that matchup any day.
And, O.J., just to add to your point, you know, you talk about third down conversion. I think this offense might even be predicated and have the percentage more to what you do on first and second down, because the more chunk yardage plays you can get on those early counts, that means you're putting pressure on the defense and you're not maybe, you know, huddling up for a third and one or a third and two. If you can get six or seven on first down, or you can get six or seven on second down, it takes so much pressure off of your third down conversions, and that's how you maybe generate some high tempo stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we played behind the chains a lot last year. You know, we got to get first down and second down are so critical, man, to make sure you got positive yards and, you know, 3 or 4 yards and keep yourself in a third and five or better situation. And that's sometimes when you get third and long, I mean, the chance of conversion are a lot of times slim and none.
The one number combination that stood out to me when I knew Bill Lazor was hired as the offense coordinator of the Miami Dolphins was 27-2.
Yeah, that's pretty
good.
That
was the touchdown interception ratio that Nick Foles had last year as the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. So if he can do whatever it was that he did behind the scenes with Nick Foles to get him ready to take care of the football and produce such high touchdown total, if he can do that with Ryan Tannehill, I think automatically we're going to see this team go in the right direction in terms of making that next step.